Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to When Christians Speak Online Talk Radio, broadcasting out of the Washington, D.C. metropolitan area. Today's voice crying out in the wilderness, prepare ye the way of the Lord. When Christians Speak is dedicated to lifting up the name of Christ Jesus and spreading the good news. So it's not brother, can you spare a dime? My God shall supply my need. Don't have to beg because I am a seed. Cause every good. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord, everybody. Praise the Lord. Welcome to a Christian Speak Talk Radio. I'm one of your hosts, Reverend Ray Rose. I'm joined by Reverend Robin White. Amen. And this is the Bread of Life. So we're going to just do a little bit more talking and everything. I was talking to her earlier. Hey, Reverend Robin, are you with me?
Yes, I am, Reverend Ray. It's such a pleasure to be on with you this evening.
Yes, amen. Likewise. So Reverend Robin was on Friday. I want to remind everybody to go back and listen to that broadcast from Friday. It was an awesome broadcast. I really appreciate the teaching that was done. But we're about to get started in a few minutes. I think we're going to do probably a lot of back and forth. I was trying to set her up, but it didn't work. She called me on it.
Yeah.
But it's all good.
God has a plan for this evening.
Amen. Oh, boy. But anyway, y'all, I just want to welcome you to the broadcast. We are broadcasting live. Amen. You can listen to us on the different media platforms, okay? I do want to remind you about His Abounding Grace. Our broadcast, Mr. Vanessa Wim, that's every Tuesday at 7 p.m. Challenge and Change with Pastor Paul Morgan, every Wednesday at 7 p.m. Declaring the Finished Work of Reverend Pastor Pat Randall is at 12 noon every Thursday. Friday Night Joy, we usually do that every first, second, and fourth Friday at 7 p.m. And sometimes Reverend Robin joins me with that. Amen. Bread of Life is the first and the third Sunday at 7 p.m., our weekly prayer list called Midday Glory Prayer with Reverend Gwen Dixon, and that's every Wednesday at 1 p.m. This is a pre-conference call. The number is 712-770-5505. The access code is 732-499. Amount of broadcast is as follows. Lifeline with Apostle Shirley Jones is every first Monday. Amen. At 7 p.m. In fact, she got a broadcast coming up next Monday, not this Monday, okay? Adoration is every with Evangelist Lewis McEwain is every third Monday at 7 p.m. Madison LaHart is every third Friday at 7 p.m. The Bold and Beautiful is every second Saturday at 10 a.m. Hour 3, Real Life, Real Men, Real Talk is every second Sunday at 7 p.m. Amen. Marriage Takeover is every fourth Sunday. In fact, fourth Sunday, they were Pastors Eric and Pastor Tamika will be with us next Sunday at 7 p.m. Our latest, newest broadcast is called Spiritual Nuggets of Truth, and they air every second and fourth Monday. Amen. And I think that's so what it should mean, that we should have a broadcast by Minister Carmen A. Booker or tomorrow at 8 p.m. Please feel free to visit our website to find out a little bit more about us. And please check out our Facebook page and our Facebook group of When Christians Speak Talk Radio. With that being said, let's go ahead and open up in prayer. Father God, we come today just to say thank you for a brand new day, a day that we have not ever seen before, God. We come to give honor to you, to glorify your name, to magnify your name, God, during this segment of the Bread of Life. God, we just want to submit our ways to you, our heart towards you, our thoughts towards you, God, that you would speak through both of us, God, that you would speak the allegories and the mysteries of you, Lord Jesus, that it would begin to break yokes and cast down strongholds, God, and begin to bring forth healing and restoration of hope and love, God, that it would begin, God, to bring even families together, God, that maybe there may be someone that may be crying out to you that have a desire to have salvation in their life, that maybe have a desire, Lord Jesus, to receive the baptism of the Holy Ghost. So we pray, God, all across this airway to every man and every woman, every boy and girl, every man and husband and wife, family members all across the world, Lord Jesus, that you will begin to minister, God, no matter wherever they may be at, God. We pray, Lord Jesus, not because of us, Lord Jesus, but because of your word says to do so, God, that you might begin to prick the hearts of men and women, that someone will cry out, what must I do to be saved, God? We pray continuously, Lord Jesus, for the salvation of the many. We will continue to give you. We lift up this broadcast. We give this broadcast to you. It's in your hands. In Christ Jesus' name, amen and amen and amen. Amen. Again, I want to welcome you to When Christians Speak, Bread of Life. Amen. I'm Reverend Ray, and Reverend Robin has joined me, strengthening our brethren. And we're coming out of the scripture, Luke chapter 22. Amen. And so, Reverend Robin, how you want us to start? Are you going to just go ahead and read the scripture first, and sure, then we can get to, amen, amen. And y'all got excuse me, I feel like I'm trying to lose my voice. But anyway, it says, in Luke chapter 22, verse 54, it says, then took they him, I guess I should go back, they're talking about Jesus, when Jesus has already been seized by the Pharisees and the Sadducees, and they're taking him, amen, to the high priest's house. Amen. And it says, Luke 22, 54, says, then took they him and led him and brought him into the high priest's house. I guess I need to go back further than that, right, Robin? Because yeah, before that, let me see. Okay. Yeah, let's go back a little bit further than that. And this is still in Luke chapter 22. And this is verse 31, and this is Jesus Christ speaking. He said, and the Lord said unto Simon, 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 behold, Satan hath desired to have you, that he may sift you as wheat. But I have prayed for thee that thy faith faileth not, and when thou art converted, strengthen thy brethren. And he said unto him, Lord, this is Peter speaking now. He said to him, Lord, I am ready to go with thee, both into prison and to death. And then verse, next verse said, and he said, I tell thee, Peter, the cock shall not crow this day before that thou shalt thrice deny that thou knowest me. And he said unto them, when I sent you without the purse, and scripture shoot out like he anything, and they said nothing. Then say he unto them, but now he that hath a purse, let him take it, and likewise his scrip, and he that hath no sword, let him sell his garment and buy one. I want to talk about that real quick, Robin, before we even get into what took place next, and the fact that Peter denied him exactly the way Jesus said that he was going to deny him. You know, going back to verse 31, he said that, he told Simon, he said, look, man, you're going to deny me. Satan has desired to have you, that he may sift you as wheat. Okay? And that's the enemy's desire, Satan's desire for not just Peter, but for all of us, you know, that he wants to sift us as wheat. You know, he wants to have us because he knows that we have been, I'm talking to believers at this point, that he knows that we have been with Christ, or Christ has been with us. He knows that we have accepted Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior. He knows that God has not only called us, but he's chosen us. But the thing that we like most about it is that we know that Christ has prayed for, that our faith fell in love. And I think there's a scripture, Robin, you can help me out with it, that talks about that that he intercedes on our behalf. I didn't get a chance to pull that up, that he intercedes on our behalf, that he's praying for us even still, you know. So this is letting them know that Christ is praying for us, that our faith fell in love, okay? And then it says, and the one that we look at, but I have prayed for thee that thy faith fell in love, and when thou art converted, strengthen thy brother. In other words, when things, you come back to me, when you realize what you've done, when you are fallen and everything, and you get converted and you realize and everything, it says, strengthen our brother. And that's the basics of our topic tonight, is to strengthen our brother. You know, don't get, in other words, that place that I think that he's talking about right now, is that place that you, when you realize that you messed up, or that place when you come and everybody has a Peter moment, where maybe not denying Christ, but we just want to give up. You know, we want to go in a different direction. But here he is saying, he said, but I have prayed for thee, that thou faith fail not. And when thou art converted, strengthen thy brother. You know, a lot of us have gone or are going, we'll go through some difficulties of times. But keep in mind that Jesus has prayed for us already. He died for us on the cross already. He said it was finished. But he just wanted to remind us in that scripture, strengthen your brethren, you know. Strengthen your brother. Go to you. It's Robin. You can help me out if you like. There are times that someone that has gone through something similar, like I'm listening to me, but me going having had a stroke or going through stroke like experiences, is probably better suited to talk to someone that's going through a stroke or a family member, and that's the part when we begin to have that change or being converted, where we're able to be a testimony to someone else. We're able to encourage someone else to look, this is what God did for me. You know, this is what he would do for you, because he has no respect of person, okay? Because he has no respect of person. And in the next lesson, 33 says that he said to him, Lord, I'm ready to go with thee both into prison and to death. And no doubt, I believe, Robin, that Peter was sincere in what he felt, that he was ready to go to enter prison and to death if need be. He was sincere, you know. But I also believe that sometimes we say things without truly understanding the sacrifices of it and everything like that that goes with it, you know. Did you want to comment, or you're good for right now?
And that when Peter said it, like you say, he said it at that moment, but the walk that Jesus had to walk was a walk he had to do alone.
Right.
That was a walk that Peter was never going to be able to accompany him on, because that was what Jesus had come into the earth to do. You know, so when he was speaking.
Okay. Hey, Robert, you can hear me. I think I just lost you. Okay. And if I can get you to dial back in, that will work. Let me just try a couple of things here. Okay. I'll make sure everything is working on my end. Amen. But God is faithful. You know, yeah, God is so faithful, everybody. So, amen. God is faithful. Amen. Amen. Yeah, so Reverend Robin, if you're listening, okay, I need you to call back in, okay? I think we just lost you. Amen. 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 So anyway, amen. As she was saying, Reverend Robin was speaking about, you know, she was talking about he knew that Peter would what Peter would do. He knew that Peter would deny him. He knew that Peter would not deny him before the cock crowed that day. You know, he knew that and everything. Even though Peter's boast or Peter's word was that he would go both into prison and to death and everything. But like Reverend Robin was talking about, this is one thing that Peter couldn't do. This was only for Jesus Christ. And even for us, there are some paths that nobody else can go with us on. There are some trials or tribulation that people can be supportive of us, you know, but they can't go with us on. Amen. They can't go with us on. We have to go through it or experience it somewhat by ourselves, but even though we're not by ourselves, because we know that God is with us. Amen. We know that God is with us. So there are times that they have to take place. But Robin, are you back?
Yes, I'm not certain what happened, but I did fall off.
Yeah. You were dark there for a moment. Amen. But I'm glad to have you back. Okay. So, so that was just, you're going to continue your thought process of where you left off at. You was talking about, we were talking about that Peter was ready to go both to prison and to death. And that was the last part that we heard.
Oh, okay. I'm not certain where I dropped off. But I think what I had said was that wasn't Peter's purpose.
Right.
You know, Jesus had given Peter his purpose, and his purpose was not to die with Jesus. That was something that Jesus came to do. That was his purpose, and that was what his walk was preordained and predestined to be. It wasn't Peter's. So, you know, when Peter, of course, you know, when he says, I would die with you, that, you know, that was something that was actually never going to happen at that time.
Right.
Because this wasn't his calling. That wasn't his purpose. His purpose was to build the church upon the rock, is what Jesus had told him, that he would establish his church. And that was Peter's role.
Right. Yeah, and it sounds good when you read it. Like, hey, I'm willing to go both into prison. It sounds good, but it was inaccurate. Because like you said, that wasn't his role, you know. And one of the things I had mentioned earlier is that sometimes we have to do more or less the same thing. We have a purpose, and no one can do our purpose or walk with us. People can be supportive of it and everything like that and can keep it in prayer and the intercede. But sometimes there are certain things that we have to go through, not alone, because we're always with Christ. But no one can help. And I go back to me having the stroke. With me having a stroke at the time, the people that I was with didn't have it. I had it, you know. And I had to do their walk. They had to be supportive, of course, and they had to keep me in prayer. And in some cases, they was able to do certain things. But I was the one that had to go through the physical therapy, you know, and everything like that. So there are times that we have to bear our own cross, you know, but knowing that Jesus got us, that he's already given us expecting him. Amen and amen. Okay.
Amen.
All right. And I want to go back to, did you have anything to add, Robin? You good?
No, let's keep going.
Okay.
It's a blessing.
Okay. He said, I tell thee, Peter, the cock shall not crow this day before thou shalt deny me. Thou shalt thrice deny that thou knowest me. He said, I'm telling you that this is going to take place, you know. And this is the something that Jesus did a lot of, you know, letting people know what was going to take place, you know. And no doubt Peter probably didn't want to receive that, but that didn't make the prophecy not true and everything. Okay, so now I'll be ready to drop down, Robin, to Luke 22:54. Did you have anything else to add?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Did you want to start reading that, and then we just go from that, or no?
Okay.
Okay.
So we're going to go down to Luke 22. We're going to pick up at 52.
Yeah, 52. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay, and it says, then Jesus said unto the chief priests and the captains of the temple, and the elders, which were come to him, be ye come out as against a thief with swords and staves, When I was daily with you in the temple, you stretched forth no hands against me. But this is your hour and the power of darkness. And then we're going down to Peter's denial in 54. Then took they him and led him and brought him unto the high priest's house, and Peter followed afar off. Now, Peter was going as close as he could. He was afar off, but he wasn't right there with Jesus. And it says, and when they had kindled a fire in the midst of the hall and were set down together, Peter sat down amongst them. But a certain maid beheld him as he sat by the fire and earnestly looked upon him and said, this man was also with him. And he denied him, saying, woman, I knew him not. And after a little while, another saw him and said, thou art also of them. And Peter said, man, I am not. And about the space of 1 hour after, another confidently affirmed, saying, of a truth, this fellow also was with him, for he is a Galatian, a Galilean. And Peter said, man, I know not what thou sayest. And immediately, while he was yet spake, the cock crew. And the Lord turned and looked upon Peter. And Peter remembered the word of the Lord, how he had said unto him, before the cock crow, thou shalt deny me thrice. And Peter went out and wept bitterly. What occurred was exactly what Jesus said would occur, that Peter would definitely deny him three times. And it said that, you know, when the cock crew, that the Lord looked down, turned and looked towards Peter. Because at that time, Peter also recognized and remembered the word of the Lord. You know, so when Jesus, you know, obviously he was able to hear it. He'd been up. He can hear the sun is rising. The cock is crowing. And he knew, already knew what was happening at that very moment. When he heard the cock crow, he also knew, just as Peter knew, at the very same moment, that that was the time of betrayal of Peter. So it's so interesting here. It's because what Peter, it became a recollection unto him that these were the words of God that Jesus had spoken to him, and he had actually done it. And it came so on crashing upon him that it said he wept bitterly, you know, because I'm sure it came back unto him that he says, no, I will surely die with you. I will surely go to prison, and I will die with you. But it is something that those words at that time that Jesus had spoken to him came back directly unto him. You know, that word had been placed in him, that word had been spoken over his life, and when it occurred, it came tumbling back down into his remembrance. And with that, he became so bitter with inside that it said he wept bitterly. You know, I'm sure that we have all, at some point, as Reverend Ray has said, have found ourselves in a Peter situation. You know, it's a situation where, because Jesus Christ, he is the word that became flesh. And if we've been in this Bible, we've been reading the word, and it says that the word is hidden within our hearts, and the Spirit will bring it back up to us at that term. Well, it will intersect and meet you right where you are. And I'm sure that many of us have had that Peter experience where we have gone off course, where we are someplace where we really aren't supposed to be, because Peter was never meant to be there. You know, he was not to walk that walk with Jesus. That was Jesus' walk. That was the walk that Jesus, the God, you know, and the Holy Spirit had already planned out before the foundations that this would have to come to be. But it was the walk of Jesus. So with Peter being there, he was not at a place that he was actually even supposed to be. And we have all, I'm sure, at some point had a Peter experience where we find ourselves someplace where we're not to be, and all of a sudden the word comes crashing down upon us. It comes crashing down upon us, and we remember that word that we had read, and we know how we have gone astray, and we're not where we're supposed to be, and we're doing something that we're not supposed to be doing. I mean, I'm sure I'm not the only one who have found myself there, and soon as in the midst, it could be just as same as the cock crowing, because at that same time, that word just bubbles up, and you know the word is truth. You know, right. The word is coming, it's truth, and it's coming and totally contradicting what we may be doing at that time, because the word is truth. And when that truth of that word, it says that it's like a double-edged sword that's able to go in and divide asunder between the bone and the marrow. And you can see why you may weep bitterly at that, because that's a painful place to be, to have that word come in and just cut you into pieces, you know, come and just cut and pierce into your heart and into your mind, as the way in which I'm sure it had happened to Peter, having that experience, you know. I mean, but the blessed part of that is that Jesus has told him that when you are converted, strengthen your brethren. You see, because that's a commonality. There's nothing that has happened to man that is just not a commonality amongst us all. So when we see a sister or a brother in a place, we can strengthen them, because there is nothing. You may think that you are the only one going through something. You may think that your situation is unique. You may think that what's happening is a rarity to you. I mean, you may think that no one will understand, but all of those thoughts like that are tricks of the enemy to keep you separated so that you can't speak and then be strengthened, because there is nothing that new under the sun. It's all a commonality unto man. And it is our responsibility to strengthen our sisters and our brothers as we go through this walk. And it is the same as what we discussed on Friday. It is our responsibility to do that call, that same call that John the Baptist had done that says repent. Because you know why? If you repent and prepare the way of the Lord, there's a way that you can be changed. There is a way that you can be saved from that situation that you're in. There is a way that you can be saved from that sin nature that just dwells within man. There is a way that you can come out of that place of, as Peter was in. Peter was distraught. You know, yeah. He wept bitterly. But there is a way that we can all come out of those places. And we already know that Jesus says, I am the way, the truth, and the life. That is the way. The way is through Jesus. And Peter, you know, was blessed to have been informed by Jesus that, look, you're going to come through this. You are going to deny me. But when you are converted, you know, he didn't say if you get converted, should you be converted, maybe you be converted. But he says when you are converted, strengthen your brethren. Strengthen your brethren. You know, and that is our role, and that's our responsibility, is to strengthen our brethren. It's our role and our responsibility to go and speak a word that may save a soul. It is our responsibility to go forth and to plant a word, you know, that somebody else come behind us to water it. And it is our responsibility to believe, to see, to have trust in God, to know that he will give the increase. that he would give the increase. And that is exactly what happened for Peter on the day of Pentecost. He came forth and he spoke to strengthen his brethren, and God gave the increase with the thousands that were converted over and accepted Jesus Christ, and their lives were forever changed. You know, we all go through things, and none of us are, you know, none of us should allow Satan to keep us on an island all by ourselves. Because truly, you know, wherever you are, you're not the first person to go through it, and you're not going to be the last person to go through it. You're not going to be the first one who has fallen. You're not going to be the first one who has denied God. You're not going to be the first one who decided to go your own way, to follow something that you weren't supposed to follow. You're not going to be the first one who has turned away, and you're not going to be the first one who heard the voice of the Lord, but you went in a different direction. You're not going to be the first one.
Amen. Okay, Reverend Robin, you sound like you cut off for me again. Amen. But just call back in when you can. Amen. And make sure everything else is still working here. Amen. Again, everyone, you listen to When Christians Speak Talk Radio. This is the Bread of Life segment. Amen. Okay. So let me just do this. Amen. But what Reverend Robin was saying, I totally agree with her and how she presented it and everything. And I want to go back to this another part of that. This is in Matthew chapter 26, verses 72. And it says, as it's talking about Peter again denying that he knew Jesus Christ as Lord, that he knew him. And it says, again, he denied with an oath, "I did not know the man." You hear what I'm saying? He denied with an oath this time. And after a while, the scripture said, after a while, came unto him that they that stood by and said to Peter, "Surely thou art one of them, for that speech betray thee." He said, "Surely thou art one, because that speech betray thee," and everything. So, wait a minute. They could tell by Peter's speech that he was one, that he was also a Galilean. He said, "That speech betrayed him." And then began he to curse and to swear, saying, I know not the man. The scripture said that he began to curse and swear back that he didn't know him. And immediately, and Peter remembered the word immediately. The scripture said, immediately the cock crew. And Peter remembered the word of Jesus, which he said to him. And like Reverend Robin was talking about before, that he wept bitterly, you know, that wept bitterly, that godly sorrow and everything like that. And he was going to be away. Okay. When Reverend Robin was speaking, I thought about it. There was two prophecies that went out for Peter for that particular incident. One that he would deny, and the other one that he would strengthen his brethren. He was strengthening it. So he got instructed. He got instructions of what to do. That once he came back to was converted, to strengthen his brother. And that's one of the reasons why we decided to choose this topic. It's that because we see so much stuff that's going on social media. So many people are falling by the wayside. And the scripture teaches about this or shows us that these will happen in the end of days. People hating on each other because of the color of their skin or because they're Democrat or because they're Republican. And so there's a great falling away. People are willing to believe anything at this point, you know, but God is still calling forth people to come back, the things of God to come back into right relationship with him. You know, they're calling forth. And when you strengthen your brother, when you're converted, strengthen your brother. Encourage your brother. Reach out to your brother. Someone falls down and everything and makes a mistake, and they're at their wit's end and they deny God. Listen, we don't always have to deny God by what we say. We can deny God by what we do. Okay? We can deny God with our own actions and everything like that. But we, you know, that our strength need to come and be able to to talk with our brothers and our sisters and to encourage them and to bring them back into right relationship and show them Jesus Christ. Why? Because Jesus Christ died on the cross and forgiveness. Remember, I know that you're back with me. I hope you can hear me. I feel like we lost you again. I don't know what's going on. I don't think it's you. I think it may be Blog Talk Radio that just keeps dropping you from the sound.
Yes, I can hear you. I don't know where I left off, but I can hear you now.
Right, right. And so we have to be there. We have to strengthen our brother, especially in this day and time. Now, when people are going through so much, man, you know, some things may be self-inflicted. Some things just may be life, you know. People are going there. We need to be able to strengthen our brother. And, you know, we need to be able to encourage each other in the Lord, you know, to keep each other lifted up and to intercede on each other's behalf, you know, more so than ever. Whether it's not just the leadership, but just regular people, man. Not just the pastors, the bishop, and the apostles, but regular people. Amen. So, Reverend Robin, I don't remember when you dropped off and stuff, but if you have anything else to add or whatever and stuff, that's fine too, okay? You can continue on if you like.
Yes, I don't really remember where we left off, but I believe that you have so covered it, you know, is that, you know, none of us should even try to be an island unto ourselves.
Yeah.
That's trick of the enemy to get you separated, because there's all things that are just common unto man. You know, I don't know if you've heard that I said that, but there's nothing new under the sun. You know, what we're doing or what we may be experiencing isn't unique to us individually. It's just the whole commonality of what man experiences. I mean, what we have to realize is that we have a sinful nature. All mankind does.
Right.
I mean, once you know that that's just a nature that is within man, that until we actually, you know, give our lives unto Christ, be reborn again, and then have the Holy Spirit dwelling within us to cleanse us up, you know, and even throughout our cleansing process, we still encounter things that are opposite to what God would have us to do. You know, but we thank God for Jesus, the Word that became flesh and dwelt amongst men, because just as Jesus spoke unto Peter, which is the Word that spoke unto Peter, I mean, if we begin that walk in that relationship with God and we place that Word in, that Word comes bubbling forth where we find ourselves in different positions, in different situations where we've denied Him, where we've gone astray. I mean, the Word will come forth. You put that Word in, and that Word will come forth and pull your, you know, and do a little tug upon you, just as it did for Peter. It was the Word that came right back forth, you know, and told him right where he was. And that Word happens to each of us. I mean, so when we're going through things, it's important, you know, to allow others in. You know, you have to, you know, find a trusted someone and allow someone in so that you can be comforted, you can be uplifted, you can be edified, you can be encouraged. I mean, you would have someone to walk that walk with you. I mean, because it's a walk, and sometimes you need someone to kind of link up with you and walk along with you. You know,
right.
Someone, you know, who has been through things, who know the truth, who know the Word of God, who knows the heart of God, the mind of God, who can encourage you. You know, so it's important that we are in a position that we can strengthen our brethren and our sisters, because we all need it, because we all are mankind, you know, and until Jesus returns, we are all fighting to move beyond this flesh, you know, so that we can walk fully and totally in the Spirit. But it's a continual walk. It says, you know, press towards the mark of the high calling in Christ Jesus. You know, keep pressing. I don't go as if I have attained, but I walk, I press, I push, I keep moving towards it. And that's something that we all have to do, because just as Peter had a purpose we also have a purpose. And if the enemy can get us isolated to think that, oh, we're the only ones who are falling short of God, or we're the only ones who are in a place of denial, or we're the only ones in the place of betrayal, as long as the enemy can keep us bound like that, he keeps us from meeting our purpose and fulfilling our purposes. And so we must be able to strengthen our brethren, strengthen our sister to help and to assist in going through with the walk. Amen.
Amen. And I like everything Robin was just saying about understanding that this could have happened to anybody, you know, at any time, any of us at any given time, you know, and everything. And one of the things that we have to be mindful of and careful of as believers is that judging, you know, how we judge each other when we see somebody, look, they fell down, and then we start the whole gossip. We have to be very careful of those things. Those things are what the enemy used to show discord among the brethren, you know, and everything like that. But what we didn't understand what took place with Peter, even with us, there was a purpose. You know, the outcome, as Robin was saying earlier, the outcome what took place later and stuff was tremendous. I mean, the scriptures started talking about the men that I think it was 5,000 or something like that. But whatever, there was women there too. So it was a much bigger crowd there than whatever. All because Peter was ready, willing to strengthen his brother. You know, and in situations like this, like that, the enemy wants you to do yourself in. You know, he wants you to give up and everything. You know, he wants you to give in and give up. You know, he'll begin to put thoughts in your mind, in your mind. But I like what Jesus said. He said, and when you are strengthened, like Robert said, not if, but when. In other words, you're going to be strengthened, Peter. You know, so that means it goes out even to you or whoever's listening. You are going to be strengthened. And when you are strengthened, strengthen your brother. You know, tell somebody about what God, look what God did. You know, boast in the things of the Lord. You know, boast in the things of God and realize that there was a purpose in there. Somebody need to hear what you went through. Somebody need to know that they can get through it too. If God did it for you, he can truly do it for me or vice versa or whatever the case may take place. So it's important that we do that. You know, there's too much, Robin, there's too much beating each other up, you know, when none of us died on the cross. You know, the only one that died on the cross was Jesus Christ. There's so much beating each other up because we made a mistake or because we fell down or we all of that stuff. But Jesus said it was finished. It was finished at the cross. So what it means to you and me that we fall down. That song said we fall down, but we get back up. And we can get back up. You know, we can get back up. We don't have to stay down. You know, everything has a season. Everything has a season. And we're almost out of time. But one of the things that Reverend Robin and I was talking about, you know, earlier, and I called her up just before the broadcast, and I was talking to her about Judas and everything. And one of the things that she said, that that's totally different. And Robert, you want to explain that to me, woman, because I don't want to misquote you and everything. What you was talking about Judas, denying Christ, not denying, or betraying Christ. I know. Okay, you still with me?
Yes, I'm with you.
Okay, all right. Because we know that Judas betrayed Christ for 30 pieces of silver, and Peter denied Christ, but Judas didn't have an opportunity or a chance to be redeemed, but Peter did. So just talk to me a little bit about that and everything, because I want to make sure I quote you right. And I did agree with her, you know, with the, when we were talking. Go ahead.
That's God. Well, I think that the two differences is that Judas fulfilled his purpose. That was Judas's purpose. Judas's purpose was to betray Jesus into the hand. That was his purpose. And, I mean, and one of my favorite scriptures, one I use often, is that Jesus says he has lost none save the son of perdition, who is Judas, so that the scripture can be fulfilled. So all others who have been called by God to Jesus, Jesus has not lost any of them. I mean, and Judas fulfilled his purpose. That was his purpose. When they were sitting at the Passover, he told them, "Harry, go do what you're supposed to go do." I mean, that was his purpose. His purpose was to betray Jesus. I mean, the difference, I believe, with Peter is that he had, even before he told Peter that he was going to deny him, he told Peter what his purpose was. And his purpose was that upon this rock I shall build my church. That was the purpose that was in Peter. And he had told Peter that when you are converted, I mean, he basically gave Peter the entire outline of his life, you know, that when you are converted, strengthen your brethren. And we know that all throughout Peter's life, that is what he went forth to do, to strengthen his brethren. He went forth to spread that good news of the gospel to his brethren, you know, and he went forth and he did that. And with Judas, Judas did his part of betrayal. I mean, that was his purpose. That was his role. That is what he was to do. And that is what he did. And once he did that, he was finished. He didn't have another way out. You know, scripture says that, you know. So, but Peter did. Peter had a different he had a different purpose, you know. He was called for a different purpose. And as we all are, we're all called for a different purpose in Christ Jesus. But what we have that hope for, you know, and surety that we can stand strong on is that Jesus says he has not lost one, but one. And that one was Judas. Judas was lost. But of all of us, he has not lost, not one.
Not one. Right.
That's what we can stand firmly on, is that we are centered in Christ Jesus, that we are in him, and it is a safety place for us in him. So our role is the same, you know, is to go forth and strengthen our brethren. We have many brethren, then we have many sisters who may not even know Christ, and it's our role to go and strengthen them into the fold of the kingdom of God, where they have peace, where they have joy, where they have hope, you know, where there is an existence beyond where they are, where they have an illumination, where they get to see their purpose, you know, where they're able to even be defined as who they are, because truly it is.
Amen. Yeah, again, we're still having some difficulties with Blog Talk. Come on, get it together. Amen. Okay, so look like I lost some Reverend Robin again and everything like that. We're going to try to figure out what's going on. I have to send a message to Blog Talk Radio on why I keep losing her. Amen. But listen, we are almost out of time right away and everything. And I want to say this because sometimes, a lot of times, people use the word Judas very free and clearly and call everybody else a Judas. We have to be careful about putting that type of curse on somebody, because as Reverend Robin said before, that Jesus said, "I have lost none suffered of son of perdition." And that what that goes, that wasn't just then, but that's through all. Until he comes back, he has lost none, you know, that the Father has given him, except for the son of perdition, you know. So we have to be very careful about calling people the Judas and that kind of thing, because that's not what God is saying. Amen. So we can go ahead and get out of here, try to figure out what's going on while we keep dropping Reverend Robin. I don't want to hear what she has to say, but I'm so glad that we got an opportunity for her to speak today. I do apologize for any technical difficulties that we had today and everything like that. If you'd like to sow a seed into the ministry, you can go to Woodcrest to Speak and click on the Donate Now button. Also, if you're at the website, there's on Blog Talk Radio, there is a PayPal account, amen, that you can also link to and everything, okay? But let's just go ahead and close out in prayer, amen, and just close out in prayer. So, Father God, we just want to thank you for today, for truly this is a word that came strictly from you, for your people, to strengthen strengthening of the brethren, God. We want to be able to strengthen each other. We want to be able to encourage each other. We want to be able to love each other, God. Whatever the case might be, God, we thank you in advance, God. We pray, God, for the healing of the land to go through, God, all across the world, God. We pray for the salvation of souls, God. We pray for the peace in Jerusalem, God. We pray, Lord Jesus, that you will bring forth the children of Israel, Lord Jesus. They will begin to understand that you truly is and will always be the Son of the living God. God, we thank you in advance for all that you're doing in our life. We give this prayer to you, Lord Jesus, in Christ Jesus' name. Amen and amen and amen. So again, I want to thank you for calling and listening to the broadcast today. Again, not quite sure why we have lost Reverend Robin a couple of times, but we're going to go back and try to figure that out. I think it has to be on our end. I'm not sure why she kept being dropped and everything like that, but we know that God is faithful. So God bless you. This is Reverend Ray and Reverend Robin signing out on the Bread of Life on What Christians Speak Talk Radio. God bless you.